Daf Dalad in Rosh Hashanah falls out on Zayin Cheshvan, which is the yard site of Rav Meir Shapira Zatzal, the Miyasad of the Daf Yomi. So in honor of his yard site, I want to say over a beautiful beer that he said on Daf Dalad in Rosh Hashanah. It should be a schos, should be a svasav daivavas bekaver. Before I say it, I just want to be makdim that there's a beautiful rem, there's a beautiful melitza, which connects the Petir of Meir Shapira to the day of Zayin Cheshvan. Zayin Cheshvan, Feyadu, is the day when we start to be Shel Geshamim in Eretz Yisrael, when we start asking for rain. And the reason why we ask for rain on Zayin Cheshvan, the Mishnah says in Tainis, is Kedei Shiyagia Achen Shebisol Lenar Paras. We want to make sure that even the last one of the Eilu Regalim who lives the furthest away from the Beis HaMikdash, all the way in Nahar Pras, which is already the Gvul of Bavel, into Bavel, he should be able to get home. It takes 15 days, so we wait till Zayin Cheshvan, so the last Yid could get home, and then we're Shal Geshamim. So I saw a beautiful remez, this is in the Luach Davar Be'itai. He says that this is a remez on what Meir Shapira did during his life. What he did, he was Pael, that Yagia Achon should be sold in Nahar Pras. Even every last Yid, the last Yid should be able to reach Nahar Pras. Nahar Pras means the river of Bavel, the Mayim, the Naharis, the waters of Talmud Bavli. That's what Meir Shapira was Pael. He made sure that every single Yid, no matter how far he is from Beis HaMikdash, how Pashut he is, every single Yid is able to taste the beautiful Mesikas of Nahar Pras, of Talmud Bavli. That's what he was Pael. And Mimela, it's not a coincidence that his Ptira happened on this day of Zayin Cheshvan, which was chosen to be the day of She'ela, because that's the day that is the last day She'agia Achon Shebisol in our Pras. So all of us, all the Lemdi Adaf, Oem HaKar Sataiv, for allowing us to be Tayim from the Mesikas of Nahar Pras of Talmud Bavli. And therefore I want to say over this beer, Bishmai. He said this shot that he said was actually the last drasha that he gave before he was Nifter. It was his Shabbat Shubad drasha in Tafresh Saridala 1933, around Be'erach a month before his Ptira. So he said like this, we have in the Gemara over here, the Gemara says that, brings down the Mishnah, that Echad B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. What does it mean it's Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim? So the Gemara explains that there's din about ta'achef. A person needs to bring a carbon. He has three regalim to bring it. If he doesn't bring it by three regalim, then he's over on the lava about ta'acher. And the first regal is Nisan. Nisan is the Roshana for the Gimel regalim about ta'acher. Then it has to be in that order of Nisan, Pesach, and then Shavuos, and then Sukkos. And the Gemara says that our mission is going like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds it has to be bedafka in that Seder of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. The Gemara says, V'chene Reb Shimon ben Yoichai Omer, that Kev and Shavu love Gimel Regalim over Balta Acher, Reb Shimon Omer, Gimel Regalim Kesidron. Those Gimel Regalim have to be Bedafka Kesidron in the order of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, because that's the way it's written in the Torah. It says Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, and Chag HaSukkos, so it's Bedafka in that order. So Meir Shapira was bothered that, L'chair, what's the Raya from the Pasuk that it has to be Bedafka in that order of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? The Torah had to write some order, the Torah had to write all three of them, so maybe this is the way it happened to write it, but Mechi Tasi, that has to be Bedafka, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, maybe it's some other order, but whatever you're going to do, there's always going to be a first, a middle, and a last. So how do we know, how do we have a right to say, what's Reb Shimon's Raya that's Bedafka in that Seder, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? So Meir Shapira was mazur like this. He said that we find there are three parshas in the Torah that talk about the Gimel Regalim, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regal. One in Mishpatim, one in Kisisa, and one in Re'eh. And in each one, when the Torah describes the din of Yeroi Kol Surcha to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit differently. In Mishpatim, it's a Shalosh Pam Mashan Yeroi Kol Zuchurcha as Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. We refer to Hashem as Pnei Ha'adon Hashem, and that's it, nothing more. In parshas Kisisa, it says, Yorakol Surcha is Pnei Adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Over here, the Torah adds the words Elokei Yisrael. So first is just Adon Hashem. The second time around, he's called Elokei Yisrael. The third time, in Parshas Re'eh, it says, it's Pnei Hashem Elokecha. And there's a different description. It's Pnei Hashem Elokecha, our God. So what's the chilik between these three Lashinas? Why does the Torah refer to Hashem differently in each one of these Parshas? So he explains, up here the Rambam, that there are three people, three different events, where people are mefarsim the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. The first one was Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Makir Zbara when he was 3 years old, this week's Parsha. And what does it mean he was Makir Zbara? It doesn't mean that people didn't know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu before. People knew there's a God, they knew that he's up there, but they felt that he's Mel Yainim. He's up there in the heavens, it has nothing to do with the Olam HaShuffle that we're in. They didn't believe that he's Mashkiach and he cares and he watches about what we do over here in this world. Avraham Avinu came and he changed that and he said he made HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Adon on the Bria even down here. He showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Shailet and Mashkiach and the Olam HaShuffle down here and the whole world and all of humanity. That was the Chiddush of Avraham Avinu, that he was married Hashchina to the Tachtayim. But that was, at that point, was a gilui only that Hashem is mashkiach on the world with Klal Yisrael, but there wasn't a specific special hashkacha for Klal Yisrael. But the next one who came and was Megal Hashem even further was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu came, and the pasuk says, "V'yirkalei kel Elokei Yisrael." He was mechadish that there's a musig of Elokei Yisrael. Hashem is not just Mashiach on the whole world, but besides for his hashkacha klalis on the whole world, there's a special hashkacha on Klal Yisrael, a high level of hashkacha. There's Mashiach on Klal Yisrael as a whole. That was the kel Elokei Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was mechadish, which is even a higher level of hashkacha on Klal Yisrael befrat. But then came the third Gilui, which happened in Mount Tyre, and Hashem revealed himself in Mount Tyre. He showed that not only is it Mashkiach and Klai Yisrael as a whole, but he's actually Mashkiach on every single Yid, every Yachid v'Yachid as a Prat. Hashem says, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I'm your God, Eloshin Yachid, as an individual. Hashem is Mashkiach on every Yid as a Yachid. So those were the three Giluyim, the three Madregas. Avraham Avinu was Mechadish, he's Bechla Mashkiach on the Bria down here. Yaakov took it to another step. There's Mashkiach Befrat and Klai Yisrael. And then in Mount Tyre is Mechadish even further. Is Mashkiach, I'll call Yachid v'Yachid. And Rav Meir Shapiro explains that the three regalim are really mechubin connected these three giluyim, these three bechinas. Sukkis is a yamtav which is connected to the giluy of Avraham Avinu, because Sukkis is a yamtav where it's not miyuchet to Klai, so we're Isaac with Umas Ailam, we have Ayin Parim connected to Ayin Umas. This is a yamtav when we deal with Hashkacha v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, but not on Klai Yisrael b'frat, but on the whole world as a whole. That's connected to the Gilui of Avraham Avinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala himself. He was Megala, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Mashkiach on the whole Bria as a whole. That is the Bechina of Sukkis. The next Bechina was, the next one is Pesach. And Pesach, there is a higher Gilui, and the higher Gilui of Pesach was that it says, Kol ben necher lo yoichol bay. There is a havdalah ben Yisrael la'amim. The Goyim don't have a shaychus to it. It was the victory over Mitzrayim. There was a havdalah between us and the Umas Ha'olam. And that was the Bechin of Yaakov. There was a special hashkacha for Klal Yisrael. And then the third Gilui was the Gilui of Shavuos, which is the Gilui of not only as Hashem Mashkiach and Klal Yisrael, but as Mashkiach HaKol Yachid V'Yachid Befrat. And that was the Gilui of Anechi Hashem Elokecha. And he says that that's why the psukim speak differently about in each one of these parshas. The first, the parsha in Mishpatim is Mechumen Keneged the Gilui of Avraham Avinu, and Hashem is referred to as Pnei Adon Hashem. He's called Pnei Adon Hashem, which means he's Mashkiach on all of us, but there's no special Miyuchadik Hashkacha on Klal Yisrael over Umas Olam. And by Pesach, it says that's Keneged the next Gilui, which is the Gilui of having a special Hashkach and Klai Yisrael. And over there it says, it's Pnei Adon Hashem Elokei Yisrael, which refers to that Bechin of Yaakov Avinu, where he brought down he was Megalad, there's a special Hashkach over Klai Yisrael, that's the Elokei Yisrael, Yikra Eloi Hashem, Kel Elokei Yisrael. And Shavuos is connected to the highest level of the Gilui of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkach, that is a specific, individualized Hashkach on every Yid, Anech Hashem Elokecha, that was Nischadish with Matan Tar. That's the three regalim, which is connected these three giluyim. So in Melech, Meir Shapiro explains like this. That's the pshat in the Reb Shimon's drasha. Reb Shimon is saying that from the fact that the Torah of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis is a raya, that is the Seder that is Ma'akim Val Ta'ach. Question is, what's the raya? The Torah had to write something. What's wrong with that order? Well, how do we see from here that it has to be bedafka in that order? Maybe the order is lavdafka. So he explains the way he's learning. It works out beautifully because Be'etzem, Alpi Svara, the order should be first Sukkis, and then Pesach, and then Shavuos, because as he explains, Sukkot is connected to Gilui of Avraham Avinu on the whole world, Pesach is connected to Yaakov, which is on Klai, so on Shavuos is connected the highest level, which is Ashkocha Pratis on every single Yid. So it should really be going in ascending order. It should be Sukkot, and then Pesach, and then Shavuos. That should be the normal way of writing it. Why did the Torah go out of its way and write it differently? First Pesach, then Shavuos, then Sukkot, which is connected to the Seder Hadvarim, how the Giluyim worked. It must be that it's teaching us a halachah, like I'm about to acher, that this is a gayrim, this is the order has to be in, first Pesach, then Shavuos, and then Sukkis, and that is his diak, that's his diak, that it has to be vidavka, Pesach, Tchila, and that's why Pesach is the Nisan of Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, that's his medak from the Pasuk, because if not for the din about to acher, the normal way of running it would be Sukkis, and then Pesach, and then Shavuos, I'll pee the beer that he said. That's the beautiful hasber from Meir Shapiro and Agamara, to bring the makif for Reb Shimon, that the order is Davka, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis. Just want to be mired that Lulidvar of Lechari, you could say that the Gemara itself bavarns his kasha. His kasha was, how do we know that Pesach is first? Maybe it just happened to be written that way. So the Gemara Mabei says that since the Parsha is talking about Sukkis, so Bishlam, you want to repeat Pesach Shavuos, we hear, but why repeat Sukkis? Sukkis doesn't need to be repeated in the Pasuk. We're talking about Sukkis. And the Gemara says that the Torah did it to teach you that has to be the order, that Sukkos is the last one, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So the Gemara is sort of saying that it's Muchach Minei Bey from the Parsha, that Sukkos is the last one, Mele Pesach is the first one. That Luchar would be the Pashtus to answer the Kasha, but Al Kapanim, that's his beautiful Hesber, to be Masber, what the Rai of Rav Shimon is, why it's Tafka, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, because Al Pi, the Etzim, the essence of the Dvarim, it should really be Sukkos, and then Pesach, then Shavuos, Keneged Avim, Yaakov, and Klaisol, Keneged the three Giluyim, which is Muduyuk and the Psukim of the three parashas of the Gimel Regalim. And Shabbat Hashem should be a schus with his neshama. It should be a melee tzeisha for all of us and for all of Klal Yisrael.